Good morning, everyone. Just a few words of wisdom from our daily Master Course lesson. Lesson 25, Dancing with Shiva. What does Lord Kartikeya's veil signify? The lance-like veil wielded by Lord Kartikeya or Skanda embodies discrimination and spiritual insight. Its blade is wide, long and keen, just as our knowledge must be broad, deep, and penetrating. In other terminology, it's called Jnana Shakti, power of wisdom, which we could all use more of, right? Power of wisdom. And the other two are Icha and Kriya. Icha Kriya and Jnana Shakti. So Icha is desire, Kriya is action, and Jnana is wisdom. And that's the pattern of life. Action is based upon desire, and desire can be based upon a number of different factors. But we act because of our desires. Madison Avenue is trying to make us desire more. If they're successful, we end up acting. I think we have to buy something that we didn't think we had to buy before we saw their ad. So the power of desire can be stimulated in various ways, one of which is Madison Avenue. The idea is that we tend to get stuck in patterns of behavior, desire leading to action, desire leading to action, and we don't really reflect much on it. And then there comes a point when we do. We say, well, what am I doing? Is this really the right thing to be doing or not? And that's where the wisdom comes in. When we reach that point, which, as I say, isn't necessarily that frequently, but we question what we're doing and the wisdom of it. Is this really what I should be doing? And sometimes we conclude it isn't, and that's when we move on in our behavior. So we learn. The wisdom allows us to learn and therefore improve our behavior, come into a more refined pattern of behavior, and then eventually we question that and make it even more refined. It's a very, potentially a very positive process. But something tends to get in the way of that process taking place, and that's the sense that we made a mistake, and therefore something's wrong or bad. I made a mistake. This is bad. And because we're taught that we're not supposed to make mistakes. And therefore, when we make a mistake, the idea that we're not supposed to make it inhibits us from learning from it. We're stuck in the sense that we shouldn't have made the mistake rather than just naturally moving to the idea, well, how do I learn from this? We get stuck. Therefore, we want to be careful if that concept, that feeling comes up in us that we made a mistake we shouldn't have and this is bad and I'm an unworthy person or something negative like that. I'm not perfect as I'm supposed to be. If that comes up, we want to move out of it and learn because we're going to make mistakes and that's the wiser way to look at it. We're going to make mistakes and it's all right to make mistakes. We just need to learn from them and move on and improve our behavior. And that's the end of this morning's lesson. Have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.